is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us, SB Nation Radio, SB Nation AM. It is now time to go through the weekend in the NFL to tell you what you can watch, what you shouldn't watch, what games will pop, and what games are just like, wah, wah, wah. All right, let's go to London, England. The Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Did I get it right this time?
Ah, that was pretty good.
Tottenham.
I'll give it to you.
Tottenham.
Tottenham.
Tottenham. Carolina and Tampa Bay. Yeah, the Christian McCaffrey Show going to London, England, along with the Buccaneers and Jameis Winston. By the way, Jameis Winston's not having a bad year. He's actually pretty good. They're getting the money you want after you're playing off your rookie deal. That is not bad so far for Jameis Winston. But I think the Londoners are going to be very, very impressed with young Christian McCaffrey. Kyle Allen getting the start again. Cam Newton didn't even make the trip.
No, we've already called that they're going to be impressed with Sir McCaffrey.
This is a week two match. This is a week two rematch. Remember when we thought the Buccaneers were just blah, and then they went to Charlotte and won that game in week two?
How is this already the rematch?
Yeah, I know.
Don't they
usually space this out? Yeah.
Don't they do like one at the beginning, one at the end? I feel like they're just now like, ah, let's just take care of them all at once.
Space this out a little bit. This is a good game. And a lot of it is because of Wake Up, Turn It On. It's going to be on 9:30 Eastern Time.
Yes,
8:30 where we live. It's going to be like you're in Hawaii all over again.
That's fantastic.
Ron Culver.
I know. How great is it just to roll right? I mean, you don't even get out of bed.
Yeah, roll
around. Just turn the TV on and go, look what's on.
Exactly.
Football.
There it is. The NFL on my television as I wake up on a Sunday morning. Seattle at Cleveland. Okay, look, I know the people are down on the Browns for their Monday night debacle, and I agree, but I think this game has a lot of value for your attention because now we're really going to see what the Browns are made of. You go on the road, you get embarrassed, everybody wants to put you in a corner, say you're the same old Browns. You've been telling us all offseason you're not the same old Browns. Seattle is an outstanding football team, a lot of rest because they played last Thursday. Russell Wilson is on an MVP-like year. If you're Cleveland, I'm not saying it's must win, but it would certainly go help your cause if you did pull this one out.
I feel like this has been the narrative with the Browns this season so far, is that, you know, they come off a weird loss or a bad loss or not a great game, and we're like, they want to prove themselves, they need to show up and prove themselves, and then they go out and show up and prove themselves.
Yep, that's why I wasn't ready to bury them
on
Monday night.
This is definitely an entertaining one.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not ready yet. Give me a couple more games like Monday, and I will. But I've seen this, and they bounced back nicely on the road against Baltimore, and that means they've got something there. They've got to find a way to get around some of the junk and some of the mess that's going on with this team right now. Houston at Kansas City. Did the Texans turn a corner with a 53-point shellacking of the Atlanta Falcons? And what about Patrick Mahomes' ankle? Is it as hurt as he says it isn't? And what is it? I mean, is it a problem? What is going on? Tyreek Hill going to play? A lot of questions around the Kansas City Chiefs. I think this is a great game. I like Houston. 5 touchdowns to Deshaun Watson last week against a porous defense by the Falcons, but still 11 touchdowns, 1 interception on his season. Kansas City, still Kansas City, trying to bounce back after the loss of the Colts. Good game. Good game at Arrowhead Stadium.
Yeah, I get the feeling this game should have been flexed.
I think so, too.
You know, I mean, I appreciate what the Sunday night game is. We'll get to that in a little bit. But
yeah,
I think this game should be the Sunday nighter.
This is amazing.
But
this is a good game.
And I still don't understand why they don't flex games this early.
Yeah, maybe CBS has a little bit to do with it. Like,
maybe it's too soon.
Let's grab this one. Washington at Miami.
You know what's exciting about this? This game is going to be great, Tony.
I think you should watch this.
Somebody's going to win.
If you have this in your local market, watch this. First of all, Bill Callahan's coaching debut. All right, put that aside. These two teams are winless and they're terrible.
And someone's going to get a win unless they tie, which would be even more fantastic.
How much are tickets at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami for this one? If I wanted to go, is it buy one, get 1,100 free? Is it one of those?
Maybe it's buy one, get the rest of the season free.
Maybe so.
You and a buddy get to come. You buy one ticket, your friend gets in free.
They should have a promotion where If you leave the stadium when the game is over, you get a gift pack that includes coupons to all sorts of various Miami businesses. Like, please stay to the whole game. Get a dinner for two or a free appetizer or I don't know, whatever.
They should roll out. Say when there's like 5 minutes left in the game, all of a sudden all these booths just open up.
Right.
And people
right.
can go and like, you know, bring your ticket stub. You're here after 5 hours of media or
terrible football.
2.5 hours, 3 hours. This game's going to be. I don't even know what to make of this game.
50% off gutter cleanings. I mean, it's endless.
No, I think you got to step it up. You got to do something in like South Beach.
Completely. 2-for-1 drink night.
Exactly.
Stay for the Dolphins. Come to us for the fun.
Maybe to certain clubs, if you know what I mean.
I agree.
Rooms.
Have a great time.
But
enjoy it.
One team will walk away with a win.
So far removed from Super Bowl 17. No John Riggins. Philadelphia at Minnesota. All right, the Vikings turned the corner. They had a nice, impressive showing, but they did play the Giants.
Yeah.
It was all well that ends well with Adam Thielen and Kirk Cousins.
I can't get too hyped on the Vikings, you know, beating the Giants.
Not quite yet.
That wasn't that impressive.
No, it wasn't.
Kirk Cousins still doesn't look like anything to be feared of.
Not terrific yet. The Eagles are a 3-point underdog in this game on the road at Minnesota. So the New Orleans, I think it's a good game. Obviously, it's a good game between two of the better teams in the NFC, and the verdict is still out on the Vikings. How about this backup quarterback situation? I know you're going to love this one.
Oh, yeah.
New Orleans at Jacksonville. Teddy Bridgewater has won his last three starts as a quarterback, filling in for Drew Brees. Remember when he came in for Drew Brees against the Rams and he didn't score a touchdown? I was like, oh boy.
It's going to be a long season.
Now he's won three games under the... Well, Brees is supposed to be out for six. So he's already got three wins under his belt. And of course, the legend of Gardner Minshew continues. Coming off a loss to Carolina, but not a bad game for him.
Yeah, the only bummer about this game is that it's not in New Orleans because I think Gardner Minshew needs to be in New Orleans.
Oh, would that be the best?
It definitely would be.
Absolutely. You need a little Gardner Minshew mania in the streets of New Orleans.
Yeah.
Just to see what it would be like. No, good times. Two good backup quarterbacks. As a lot of teams have had to go to backup quarterbacks for a variety of reasons, these two teams not only have done it, but Teddy Bridgewater could be making himself some money as eventual starter, and Gardner Minshew might just end up being the Jags quarterback when it's all said and done.
I don't know how you go back.
Yeah, I mean, he's
a fan favorite.
Fan favorite. Marketing great. It's a great marketing thing. He's playing well. He can play in this league. Had good numbers even though they lost to Carolina. Good stuff. Cincinnati at Baltimore. Bengals stink. Terrible.
Yep.
Baltimore needs to win this game.
I just wanted to look up and see who's behind Lamar Jackson in the depth chart.
Yeah.
Because I fully believe that guy will have more playing time than Lamar Jackson. Because why play him?
Why play him? That's right.
And it's RG3.
Is it really? I didn't know that.
That would be exciting. That would be
great.
I mean, get him in the game. That'd be worth watching.
Yeah, RG3. I didn't know RG3 was a bet. Golly, where have I been?
This is according to the ESPN website.
Well, good. That is great. Yeah, well, that's fair. I didn't know he was still in the league.
Other than that, if you just like watching one team beat the snot out of another team, then this is the game to watch.
That's very true. Very true.
Not exciting at all. That guy's going to be on the billboard a little bit longer.
That's right. That's going to be on the billboard a little bit longer.
Or no, he's in a tent.
Oh, tent. That's right.
Yeah, he's in a tent above his restaurant. It's the guy in Tennessee who's going to be on the billboard.
Yeah, the guy in Tennessee is on top of a car dealership.
Okay.
The guy
somebody's on a billboard.
The guy in
right?
Cincinnati is no. Nobody's on a billboard.
Nobody's
yet.
On a billboard.
That was my friend in Denver that was on the billboard.
Okay.
And there was a guy in Tennessee in like the 80s that was on a billboard.
Yeah, it seems like billboard is usually the way to go.
That's the way to go because it's dangerous and it has a lot more.
Fall off in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I mean, if you're on a roof and you got a place to walk around a little bit, you put up a tent and you get some warm stuff, you're okay. A place to sit down to eat. But if you're on a billboard, it's kind of precarious. You don't want to fall off. You got to be kind of tethered. You don't want to roll off and die or just hang there. And it can be dangerous. So, yeah, billboards are more scary. All right, coming up, the afternoon games in the NFL and what we like and what we don't like as we continue our look at the schedule on SB Nation AM.
listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us, SB Nation Radio, SB Nation AM. And one out of four batteries will fail this winter, and get yours tested for free during Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. If it needs to be replaced, O'Reilly says the Superstart battery for you. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. All right, so we get back to the afternoon slate in the NFL this weekend, the games you should watch, should pay attention to, maybe the games you need to skip, you don't have to worry about if it's on your local thing. Go do something with pumpkins. I don't care. Let's go to the first afternoon game on the list, San Francisco at Los Angeles to face the Rams. Look, the 49ers were so impressive Monday night, but here's a tricky game for the Rams. If they lose, they're 3-3. And the 49ers, that's a three-game lead in the division. And it's October. I know there's a lot of football left to be played, but it's not like there's a whole full season left to be played. This is dangerous for the Rams. Don't be messing around with wild card teams. You got Seattle that you're going to be fighting against. Some team from the NFC North you're going to be fighting with. Maybe the Cowboys and the Eagles. One of them might be still kicking around. Don't mess around here. Only one of you is going to win the division.
Yep. And I mean, let's assume for a second Seahawks take care of the Browns, right?
Right.
This game becomes all more important because they'll know
very
the outcome
much
by the time their game starts, or they'll know they should know the outcome by the time their game starts.
Yeah, be careful.
It
be careful.
Puts a little more pressure.
It is a lot of pressure. LA, I mean, and the Rams have been, look, as they said last Friday, I thought Seattle outplayed the Rams on Thursday night, but the Rams missed a field goal that would have won the game. So they're not, you know, they're a very, very, very good 3-2 football team, but it doesn't matter how very, very, very good you are. When you're in the wild card, you're in the wild card, and you got to make sure you win some games. And this is the one you got to win. All right, Atlanta at Arizona. Woo, ouch. Both of these teams with one win. Arizona's got a bright future, and Atlanta, I have no idea what's wrong with them.
Is this Dan Quinn's final game?
Could be. If he loses, I can't imagine he's sticking around.
That's the whole thing. If you lose to the Cardinals, I mean, that's got to be it.
What if the Cardinals put up like 38 points on you? What if Kyler Murray throws four touchdown passes against your team and you lose?
Can't think that way, can we?
What was the point of bringing in Daniel Quinn if your defense is as soft and porous as what they've got now? It's not like a bevy of injuries has slaughtered the secondary or whatnot or the front four. You know, it's just they're not good. They're not a good football team. So I don't know. This is like a 1.5. If you've got it on, I don't know. Catch Kyler Murray. See how he's progressing. Because I'm not paying attention to him. Wake me up when he's done something really, really awesome. Till then, a rookie struggling in this league. A very Josh Rosen-like, isn't it? Where we felt this way about Rosen. Like, how good could Rosen be? Yeah, wake me up. And then that never occurred. Tennessee at Denver. I'm assuming the temperatures will be back up. Maybe. At Mile High, Empower Field at Mile High in Denver. The Titans are the Jekyll and Hyde football team. Here, you want to know why? Here it is. Marcus Mariota has zero interceptions on the season. The Tennessee Titans are 2-3. In the two wins, 6 touchdowns. In 3 losses, 1. So, and he's been sacked 23 times. Lucky he's going up against a Denver defense that doesn't sack the quarterback very much anyway. So, I don't know. I think Denver could get its second win here. Tennessee is too up and down for me.
Yeah, I don't see the appeal. If there was snow, that would be more appealing. I wish there was snow.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. If it was snow, that'd be great. Are you kidding?
Yeah, but this game almost has that wah, wah, wah feel to it.
Yeah, like, it does.
All right, it's an afternoon game. It's the one game, you know, we're probably not, it's not going to get much national attention.
It's going to be in my area, though.
Yep, it will. Get to watch it from beginning to end.
Because it's a road game, I'll still get to watch the major Fox game, which I'm assuming is San Francisco, L.A. Is that the Buck Aikman game?
Probably.
God, Buck's got some freaking fire mileage, doesn't he?
I can't imagine him doing Falcons Cardinals. Let's be real.
No, let's be real. Some fleek. Luckily, he has a private jet, Joe Buck, because he's flying all over the place. That's the life of America's sportscaster. Think about it. He was just in Boston yesterday. going to fly out to L.A. for the Rams. He was in Seattle last week. Where was he? What was the game? Dallas? Dallas and Packers?
Yep.
That's a good
now
life.
He's going to L.A.
Then, does he do any of the AL or NLCSs? No, he just does the World Series,
he
right?
He just did the World Series.
I always forget this. Every year it comes around where I don't know. Who has a better gig, Buck or Jim Nance?
I'd say Nance.
Would you rather do the Masters and the Final Four and the PGA Tour?
Yeah.
Or would you rather do U.S. Open?
Look at it this way. You go Final Four where you're...
The Final Four is great.
Final Four is a lot of fun. And it's really, you have like three days of downtime.
Right.
And then Thursday, once the games start up on Thursday, you're working Thursday through Sunday. And then once you get through that hectic schedule, you just go to Atlanta.
That's right. You go to Augusta and hang out with
the
Masters.
Go to Augusta and hobnob.
All right. So Nance, this is a cool side thing before we get back to the schedule. So Nance's three major things are he does NFL, which would include the Super Bowl whenever CBS has it. He does the college basketball, not just the tournament, but he also does like the game, major Saturday game of the week, that kind of thing. He does that. And he does the PGA Tour, the golf. He does the Masters and whatever CBS golf, almost a full schedule of that, including Pebble Beach where he has a house. So those are the three things that he does. Buck has Major League Baseball, including the World Series, which he's done pretty much every year since like 2000 or something like that.
Yeah, Fox just keeps getting it.
They used to switch it with NBC. Remember when Bob Costas did it like in 99? Yeah. And then there was one year, and I think it was 2000, where Fox just owned it and had it the rest of the way. He's the elite NFL guy, which also includes the Super Bowl whenever Fox has it. And it also includes NFC teams, which is kind of cool because you get to do the Cowboys and, And then he does the U.S. Open, which I don't like to be critical. He's not very good at it. He's not very good at golf. He doesn't have that Nance level that golf is kind of needs. Yeah, it's a little too foxy, if you know what I mean. The way Fox does stuff. You remember when they used to have like the glowing puck and stuff? It's a little too foxy and a little too. He just doesn't have the gravitas, pizzazz, whatever the word is for golf. He just doesn't have that. So
no, he just calls it like, really doesn't have any pizzazz with any of the sports he calls. He just
and
calls
that's
it as
an
he sees
eagle
it.
For Dustin Johnson. It's like, I don't know if that works.
I think we've grown accustomed to him calling football games just because, but there's really no, I'm going to lose my mind moment.
Right, right. Golf just doesn't pop like that.
I'm saying for Joe Buck in all sports.
Yeah, that's pretty much
it. I know that's always been the rub on him that he just, it's almost robotic the way he calls it.
Yeah. Why is Buck so hated? He's really hated.
I think because he's, every man wishes they could do that.
I think so too. I think there's a lot of jealousy. I mean, let me remind people. Joe Buck called the 1996 World Series between the Yankees and the Braves on Fox television at the age of 26 years old.
Yeah.
Okay? So remember that. He was the lead play-by-play announcer for the World Series at 26
years
old.
And a lot of people will point to it and say, well, he got the job because of his dad.
His dad. Nepotism at its finest.
His dad is a legend.
Right, right. And he's addressed that many times. He's like said, but eventually you got to have some talent to do it. And he does. But 26?
Yeah, 26. I think that's a lot.
It's nuts.
It's probably where it all stems from.
That's right. All right, back to the schedule.
Yes.
Nice little Buck Nance rant on our part. Dallas at the Jets. Any interest in seeing how Darnold looks, the 98-pound Sam Darnold?
I don't want him to play. He will die.
Right? 110-pound Sam Darnold after the mono? Right? Like, oh, look at that. He barely fits in his costume, kids. Sam Darnold back at quarterback. Oh, he needs a belt for those pants. Like, I don't know how much weight you lose when you have mono, but I can't imagine you're eating right.
This is such a bad idea.
I don't think it's a good idea. I'd wait another week or two.
Or, bring him in towards the end of the game.
Yep. I don't know. This is
this is one of those situations you just said that, look at it and go, just run, what's his name? Nick Falk out there.
Yeah, Luke Falk. Luke Falk.
See, we don't care.
We don't even know his name.
We don't know his name. Just run him out there. Let him just start a game against the Cowboys. Let him have his fun. Jets, you're not going to win anyway. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, these guys with their names and we don't know them. We should just call them not Colin Kaepernick. How's that? Who's playing quarterback today? Not Colin Kaepernick.
Not Colin Kaepernick.
That's awesome. Right? Who's the backup quarterback? Not Colin Kaepernick. Great. Fantastic.
Because, I mean, how rare is it for us to get a Gardner Minshew?
Right.
It's
right,
not going to happen.
Right. And you know what? Gardner Minshew really had to come to us, right? Like, he had to show something, and then we adopted him. So, all right. Until that time.
You know what? It wasn't even after his first performance.
Right.
He came to us because he decided to walk off a plane looking like a 70s porn star.
That's right. That's why we love him.
And then we're like, you're our guy.
That's right. The Sunday night game, Delvin Hodges and the Pittsburgh Steelers, or not Colin Kaepernick and the Pittsburgh Steelers, playing against Philip Rivers and the Chargers out in L.A.
Yes.
That's great. Whew. One and five. Here we come.
How many terrible towels will you be saying? Oh, you're one and five? Are you sure about that?
I don't know. Maybe. We'll see.
They had a big lead
with Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown last year.
I love the fact that you and I are arguing which one of our teams will lose this game.
No, I'm going to lose.
No, I will, Tony. But we're going to lose dramatically.
Oh, boy,
if you lose, it's a blowout.
I can't wait to hear Chris Collinsworth tell me all the awesome things about Delvin Hodges that I don't know.
Not Colin Kaepernick.
Not Colin Kaepernick. Detroit, Green Bay, good one. Robert, you're back, baby. Taking that bye week, get right back on the swing of things. Playing the Packers at Lambeau Field.
Now, you know, we'll talk to you on Monday, Robert.
That's right. Does it get any better than that with the Lions? Buffalo, the Chicago, Indianapolis, and Oakland, you're all off this week. So enjoy your vacation. SB Nation Radio.